Okay. Go ahead.
Whereas the same Leela takes place every day, or different Leelas takes place here?
Excuse me?
The same Leela takes place every day at Radhakund, or different Leelas take place every day? I mean, every day Krishna kills Aristasura.
I think you must be knowing that, but he said the same Leelas take place in Radhakund, and like Aristanachanam. There's two categories of Krishna's Leelas that are revealed in the Shastra. One is called Naimittik, and one is called Nitya. Naimittik Leela means occasional. Krishna is not born every day. He's born once in this earth planet, 5,000 years ago, then another universe. Every day he's born, some other universe, he appears. Divine appearance, Avirbhav. So that's Naimittik, occasional. But Nitya means every day Krishna takes the cows out, every day he dances with the gopis, every day he sleeps, every day he eats, every day he bathes. It's not occasionally he bathes. Once he bathes today, then a month later. He dances today with the gopis. I don't feel like dancing. Hey, I'll call you in a couple of months. He tells Radharani, I'll call you in a couple of months and we'll get together. No, it's not like that. So this is Nitya. These are always going on. So Radhakund is in the spiritual world. Govardhan is in the spiritual world. This is the replica of the spiritual world. This is Aprakat Leela, that's Prakat Leela. This is unmanifest to our prameless vision. prameless vision. This is unmanifested Aprakat. But for one who has prema, then what's Aprakat becomes Prakat. The sun is not visible to us because it's set, but it's visible to someone in Tokyo because it's just risen. So their eyes are seeing the sun, but we're not. So the eyes of the Premi Bhakta, they're seeing the sun of Krishna's Leela. But to the ordinary sadhakas like us, we're not seeing. We're seeing in the darkness of forgetfulness. So Radhakund, these same basic pastimes, Jalkeli, Banvihar, Van Gaman, and Pashakela, Madhupan, Ratikeli, Holi, Julan, all those wonderful Leelas, all power-packed, all ecstasy Leelas are here happening in Radhakund. Six Sadritu Gaman, Gamana Leela. Sadritu Gaman means moving, Gamana, right? Agaman, Gaman, going. Gaman means going, wandering through the six seasonal forests. There are six seasonal forests. There's actually 11 forests in Radhakund. Garavan. Garavan.
Upavan, yeah.
No, not Upavan. Gyara Rituvan. I generally say there's six seasons in India. So, but these are called Rituvan. There's six. Everyone says six seasons. There's spring, then summer, and then fall, then early winter, then late winter, and then dewy season or something like that. There's spring and summer and rainy season and fall and early winter. Fall means autumn in English. Early winter, then shirsha is dewy. It's called dew when there's dew, water on the ground and fog all the time. It's called shirsha. There's hemant, and then shirsha, right? Shrisha means like frost, dew, like this. And very, very cold. Damp cold. So there's six. But in Radhakund, there's Sadritu, six seasonal forests, but there's actually 10 seasonal forests. There's six independent seasons. And then there's three forests where there's mixed seasons. This is a special vishesh guna of Radhakund. Rajmandala, there's six ritus. But here, there's 10. Forest. Das ritu van. Van means forest. There's the six we mentioned, then there's a mixture. There's spring, there's one season, one forest. In one forest you go, there's a mixture of winter and spring. So you see winter trees are, kunda flowers are blossoming, that's winter. Then mango trees are blossoming, that's spring. And there's this kind of birds in the winter, they're singing, and there's this kind of birds in the spring, they're singing. And so Radhakrishna is seeing all this. So there's six seasonal forests, and there's three seasons three forests where there's two seasons mixed. So that's nine. Then there's one forest that has all six seasons and all three mixed together. So that's like nine. There's nine different sections, nine subsections of that one forest, and that becomes the tenth forest. You follow? So this is this is Radhakund. How special Radhakund is. There's one forest. You're just like, you have one house, and you go on one room and it's tropical, and you go on another room and the snow is blowing, snow is falling, and winds. Woo, you go, jeez. And you go on, and you go on another place, and it's spring, and all birds are singing, all flowers are blossoming. So this is the forests are like different rooms. So this is the unique. This is describing Govinda Lilamrita. Das Rituvan. That's the most amazing thing. This is Radhakund Mahima. You're a Kundavasi. You're very fortunate. Because you're born in India, so you don't need any visa, FRO visa, this, that. That's one example of your good karma. You can live in a holy dham with no tension for permission from the government.
Can I speak a very small thing?
Not unless it's philosophy.
not philosophy,
Maharaj. No, then, oh, it's true.